Local musicians share their dedicated journeys, and Davis High School hosts its own singing competition. From the Blue Devil Hub, this is the News Cycle. I'm Stella Mays. Today is Monday, February 21st. Across California, various local musicians harbor quiet talent. Maria Anderson talked to some of them about their personal pull to music.
Lola is a guitarist who came from Vietnam 5 years ago and has now been performing across the Bay Area. She has loved this instrument her whole life, but started with a different instrument first. She started with keyboard lessons and started playing guitar at age 18.
I always wanted to play guitar when I was a kid, and I think it's really cool to like play guitar and sing at the same time. And I'm amazed by singer guitarists like being on stage and singing and playing guitar.
With the experience of performing on multiple stages and many venues, Lola has experienced it all.
When you are on a big stage, like really big stage, it's more like you don't see the crown, and you're just like, because the follow lights is really bright. And so everybody's like, ooh, you know, you can hear it sounds and you got excited and you're so confident and you're like, oh, I'm the star, I'm the spotlight, and you know, it's so cool.
Even with confidence and audiences of thousands of people, Lola has faced a challenge and has overcome that challenge with time.
When you play in a smaller crowd, when everybody's so close to you and you can see them, and so you started like, it's easy to get distracted. But then after time, you can be like, you train yourself to be like, just concentrate on your music. You are one with the music you're playing. You have to be the mood generator for everybody.
Former Davis High jazz band player David Abramson has been playing guitar since he tried out for the band in high school.
I got my first guitar when I was 13, but I didn't really pick it up too much until I was 15. Kind of just sat there intriguing me. It was an electric guitar, like a knockoff Fender Stratocaster. And I really started playing when I was 15. I got lessons from a local teacher, John Wolf, and never looked back.
Playing in a big crowd left a positive impact on Abramson, especially his first big show, which was with a Jamaican Scott-style band, the first band he joined.
One day we got to open for a really famous ska band at the Belly Up Tavern in northern San Diego County. And I was so nervous because it was like, there were like 1,000 people there. And that was my first big show ever. And I was like, but it was so much fun. Just being able to be there and like playing for all those people.
Daniel Roost, who is a guitarist with 3 majors, teaches and performs, but mainly localizes in Folsom. Roost has trained in classical environments and many other genres. He pursued music throughout college as well.
I taught college. I performed many, many places. And I also got involved in presenting. So I have presented many concerts. So, in other words, created opportunities for audiences and artists to be together.
Roost had the exciting experience of meeting Andrés Segovia, a Spanish musician acclaimed as the foremost guitarist of his time, according to Britannica.com, and was able to work with one of his students.
So I got to see him as a child, and I saw him 4 more times. So I saw him 5 times. And once when I was, the first time I was 11, and he was quite pleased to see me, and reached his big hand down to mine and shook it and smiled. And then I started teaching lessons with one of his students, Bunyan Webb. And each time it was very, very, very special. Imagine, I mean, if you were going to see the Pope, right? He had that kind of charisma. And one time I met him out by his limousine. He asked me what I was working on. I told him, and he says, "Continue to practice." and I felt like I'd been blessed by the Pope.
Kevin Krieg, a guitarist from Chino Hills, California, who has been playing for 32 years, teaches students out of generosity and definitely enjoys it.
I'm in a situation now where I can teach because I want to be able to help people and to teach them to where it's not just, it doesn't just have to be about dollars and cents. It can be just about helping somebody.
Throughout all of Krieg's experiences that he encountered whilst playing the guitar, he got a once-in-a-lifetime invitation that during the time was top secret.
One thing that was really cool was a friend of mine, a really great guitar player and mandolin player named Jim Vito. We ended up getting hired to play a wedding for Jenna Fisher from the show The Office. It was really fun because we had a signed disclosure agreement saying that we wouldn't say anything about this, because at the time The Office was like the biggest show there was. I mean, it was like a massive thing. This was in Malibu, so we had the secret location that we were going to. And Jim and I showed up at this thing, and we just figured it was going to be a Hollywood, you know, kind of thing. All the cast of the show was there for this, and they just went completely like bonkers. They loved it. I mean, they just were so enthusiastic about what we were doing. It just kind of blew us away. We were like, not what we were expecting at all.
This is Maria Anderson reporting for BlueDevilHub.com. Zooming the lens in to Davis High School, Declan Fee covers the fundraising singing competition, Davis Idol.
The Davis High Advanced Treble Choir held its biggest fundraiser of the year on February 11th and 12th, Davis Idol. This singing competition welcomes both choir members and other students to come showcase their musical abilities in front of a crowd.
As the event drew closer, contestants gathered backstage, and emotions were running high.
Junior Amelia Chase shared her feelings.
Definitely feeling nervous, but also very excited because everybody is super positive and high energy.
Fellow contestant and sophomore Veron Nagasim echoed these feelings.
Nervous, excited, everything.
Choir director Karen Gardius praises her students' commitment and dedication to making sure this event runs smoothly.
They've been working on this for a very long time, just preparing for all the contestants and all of the logistics that go on with it. And Pratheeka is like the organizer for it all this year. I usually choose one student from each year to handle everything, and she's done a phenomenal job. So it's been, you know, dress rehearsals for all the contestants and the treble choir, not only yesterday, but today. And then we'll know by tonight who's getting in, and then tomorrow they're going to have another dress rehearsal for the final round, so it's pretty exciting.
I think that it's safe to say that all the hard work paid off. For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Declan Fee reporting.
Saturday the 19th, where the Davis Idol Finals, where senior Maya Belk ended up winning the competition. You can check out The Hub on Instagram at BlueDevilHub and on Twitter at DHSHub. You can find this episode and all of our previous shows at BlueDevilHub.com, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The News Cycle is a production of the Blue Devil Hub in association with the Davis Enterprise. Our theme music today is the song Memories by Lola. The program is produced by Stella Mays and Max Davis Housefield. Our executive producer is Jihan Moon. Stay safe, have the most fabulous week, and we will see you Monday. Before I die.